Hello, and welcome to the CWF Game Discussions Podcast. I am your host, Jonathan Reinhardt, a.k.a. Raven. Today is Thursday, September 7th, 2006. In today's podcast, we will be discussing our new Tale of X Gamers, along with the new game by WizKids, Horrorclix. Stay tuned. So, as I had mentioned, we will be discussing a couple items today, but the first one is the brand new Inter-System Tale of X Gamers from the CWF Game Discussions podcast and blog. And the basically just an overview of this is that in the past, I've been part of, you know, various Tale of X Gamers, and I've read about them in different gaming magazines, White Dwarf, and so forth. And the premise is a bunch of people get together, say they want to play, I don't know, like Starship Troopers or Hordes or something. So they all get together and they say that they're going to play some limitations on what they're going to do. They're going to allow each member to spend X amount of dollars to start up and X amount of dollars per month. They have to, you know, chronicle what they spend, what they buy, the progress that they make. And they usually write some sort of fluff pieces, you know, fan fiction about what their army is and so forth. However, our Tale of X Gamers is different from anything you've seen before, because ours is an inter-system Tale of X Gamers. And what this means is that no matter what game system you're playing, no matter what army you want to collect, you can join our Tale of X Gamers and you can be a part of this. It's 100% free to join, and if you go and check out our show notes, you will see that there are links to existing TXG posts, along with our rules and our link to register for free. Basically, we have a set of rules for here, and they are not a whole lot of them. There's maybe seven or so rules, and they're very basic kind of rules. They're very easy, and the whole point of the rules is to show you what you can and can't do and to try to make it easier for you. For example, we have set a couple monetary limits. You're allowed to spend no more than $75 for the first month. That's your startup money. Each month afterwards, you're allowed to spend up to $40. And I know these numbers kind of seem a little low, but the reason for this is that my cohort and I, my cohort's Steve in this case, when we dreamed this up, we ourselves are starting a couple armies. He's starting Howling Griffins for 40K, and I'm starting Tomb Kings for Fantasy. And we didn't want to, you know, have the limit so high where you're able to just get tons of stuff each month. We kind of want it spread out. I know that Steve in particular loses interest with something if he has a ton of things at once. He bought like 4,000 points of Imperial Guard for 40K. Most of it's still sitting in boxes. Some of it might be assembled, but, you know, he hasn't worked on it in months. I, first of all, don't have lots of money to spend, and I know a lot of you are in the same boat. You might have, say, 10 bucks or whatever a week that you could put out for this, and I actually enjoy taking longer with it because it actually gives me time to spend, you know, effort and time putting stuff together and painting and coming up with fluff. And the hardest thing for me is the whole painting aspect. I don't think I'm a good painter, so that takes a while for me, and I also have very limited amount of time. I'm lucky if I can get in a couple games a month. Some of you might be in the same boat as me. Some of you might be able to game a lot. And this kind of will allow everyone to make do, because although you're allowed to spend, you know, $75 to start up and $40 each month afterwards, that doesn't mean you have to spend $40 or $75. It just means you can't spend any more than that. Another thing with this is that whatever you don't spend each month, you can carry over to the following month. So say there's like a really big purchase you want to make, a battalion set, or, you know, some conversion you want to do, and it's going to cost, you know, more than what your monthly allowance would be. You save from the month before in the next month, and if you save, you know, just 10 bucks from the month before, you start the following month with 50 bucks. And so it helps out. Also, we know that some people, in order to help facilitate the purchase of models, that some people wouldn't be able to purchase as many models for the Tale of X Gamers rules if you had to include the army books and rule books. So therefore, we're giving you rule books and army books for a freebie. Yes, you do still have to buy them from, you know, from your local gaming store or wherever, but no, they don't count towards your monetary limits for RTXG. Also, you can collect any army for any system at any points level. I'm doing a 1K army. My friend Steve's doing 1850. Maybe you want to do a 5K army. Maybe you want to do 200 points. You want to do some sort of skirmish or something. This rule set that we have for RTXG covers all eventualities. And lastly, there's a couple other requirements. You have to post no less than once a month. Your post has to say what you purchased that month or what you intend to buy, how much money you spent, how much you have left, what you did, like things you assembled or painted or converted, colors you used, etc. You can post more if you want, as often as you would like. We encourage that, but you have to post at least one time a month. And you are not required, but we do strongly suggest that you write fluff for your army. I find that fluff or fan fiction really helps direct how you go and the purchases you make. So, you know, you can check out all of these rules. I briefly went over them, but you can check out all of them over on our website where we have our show notes. The website is wargamingforums.com. And in the show notes for today's podcast, as I mentioned, we have links to not only all the posts for our Tale of Exdamers that have been made, the rules, and free registration, but we have links to all of the major miniatures manufacturers, and we list what games, you know, that they make that you would most likely be collecting. And we also have a list to the War Store, which is an online website. It's an online store where you can buy all sorts of different games and stuff. And of course, we always, always recommend that you go to your friendly local gaming store. But the War Store has prices for every single game on here except for anything Games Workshop. But when you use them, make sure you use the non-discounted price because they discount things like 30 or 40%. So be sure to check that out. We've had some progress made with the Tale of Exdamers. There's been a post from Steve about his Howling Griffins, and I've had several posts about my Tomb Kings and conversions I want to do and stuff. So check it out. We'll have photos and, you know, progress made. So please join, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be a great way for all of us all across the world to partake in this, get to know each other, start a new army, and you can do it at your own pace so that you don't have to spend tons and tons of money at one setting to get what you want. So that's my little spiel about our Tale of Exdamers. I really do hope that, you know, you come check out what we have on our show notes and then give it a try. You register and we get it set up so you can just go right ahead. You can start posting right away. It when you post, it's just like using Microsoft Word. It's really easy. What you see is what you get. It's very, very, very simple to do. The whole idea behind this was to, you know, keep it simple, stupid, the whole KISS idea. So be sure to check that out, and thank you. We are now going to move on. I want to once again mention, you know, all our show notes and everything are on our website. It's wargamingforums.com. You can find everything there. Go check it out. Even though we only update our podcast twice a week on Thursdays and Sundays, we do have updates in our blog almost daily. There's been quite a few things in our blog, from Tale of Exdamers to the new 40K size Forge World Talmantor being released. And there's a big thing about War Vault that was released on the blog, but I'm not going to go into that now because in Sunday's cast, Ingrid and I will be discussing it. Ingrid, as you know, is the owner of War Vault, so we're going to be having a chance to talk to him, who is also our co-host. So I'm going to leave that little tantalizing cliffhanger for you. And I also, as always, want to remind you and encourage you to check out Akko Hosting. Akko Hosting is our sponsor. They are a web hosting company. They have plans starting at just $3.55 a month. Go to our show notes. You'll find the link. They're located at akkohosting.com. And our show notes are at wargamingforums.com. You can go click on the link, and they have all sorts of plans to accommodate your every need. As always, I want to remind you that I am, of course, the sales department manager there. And I'd like to put that out as a disclaimer so people know that, you know, I'm affiliated with them and I'm doing this. But also that if you need help with something with Akko Hosting, get in touch with me. And if I don't know the answer, I'll contact someone there who I do know. Put in a phone call, send an email, and we'll get it resolved for you. So this is a great thing about using Akko Hosting. It's very down to earth. You're on a first name basis with everyone from the owner, Nick, all the way down to the average support technician. And, you know, you get an in with me. So say, hey, I was listening to the CWF Game Discussions podcast, heard you listed. John was talking about you. He gives you two thumbs up, which I do. And I want to sign up. And so you can definitely take care of that. And I also just want to give a little bit of info with them in that War Vault, they've been having some problems, which I said we're not going to talk about. But if they're unable to resolve them how they hope to, they will be changing web hosts and they will be signing up with Echo Hosting. So both CWF Game Discussions and War Vault will be on Echo Hosting, hopefully soon. Thank you. So welcome back. And in the second half of our show, we're going to be discussing the new game by WizKids. It's called Horrorclix. It's a really cool game. It's a collectible card slash minis game. And if you've played any Clix game before, you know the basics. They're all very, very similar. So if you played, you know, Star Wars minis or D&D minis, Horrorclix, Mage Knight, baseball minis, oh, there's gazillions. But if you played any of them, they're all similar. However, Horrorclix is different. And it's not just different because you get really, really cool models and they're really nicely painted and great sculpts. It's not different because, you know, if you buy a brick instead of buying, you know, say, a box of boosters for a collectible card game like Magic, if you buy a brick, you get a bunch of boosters and you can send them in and get really, really LE models from Team of Ghostbusters to Aliens to you name it, it's there. It's not just different because of that, but it's also different because of how it plays. It is an enhanced rule set from the previous games. I had the luxury and pleasure of playing a demo this past Sunday at Danger Planet Games in Waltham. The owner and former Mongoose Publishing marketing and sales director, Brian, gave myself and Steve a demo of it. It played really, really well. I played a team consisting of a female vampire or a vampiress and a priest who is a guardian. And Steve had the honor of playing as werewolves. So it was very, very, you know, interesting. And it was also kind of stereotypical in the sense that, you know, werewolves and vampires tend to fight in any sort of mythology or horror you look at, from movies like Underworld on down. You see that werewolves fight with the vampires and the vampires fighting werewolves. That is, of course, when the werewolves or the wolves are not defending the vampires. It can be a little convoluted sometimes. But the game is really, really simple. What you do is you create a team. Each model is worth X number of points. You set a points limit. Unlike large scale games like, you know, Warhammer or whatever, where you play like 2,000 points, with Clix games, you tend to play 200 or 300 points. And that can get you, depending on the individual cost, but that can get you 2 to 5 models, which is about the average. They are pre-painted. It is a collectible game, so you buy a booster or a starter, and in the booster, they're all randomized. You can get LEs and all sorts of different things. There's different levels. They're worth money. People sell and trade them online. And you can basically get whatever you want. And how it got its name of Clix, there's a model on top, and underneath there's a little base, and it you click it, kind of. And each section of the click wheel shows up in a little window at the bottom of the base, and that tells you how many spots you move, how much damage you can do, what's your defense, if you have ranged combat, and they're all color-coded to correspond with special abilities. Unlike the previous Clix games, Horrorclix comes with cards for each model that you get. And the cards will list the special abilities that they have, and it'll also tell you what you can do. At the beginning of the game, you get like a crypt, it's called, of cards. It's a small group of cards, 6 or so cards. And you have different missions you get to accomplish. In the demo game, my goal was to save all of the cheerleaders. And Steve's goal was to kill everyone. Also, what you do, you have a stack of like tokens. They kind of look like the ones that you would use in Horrorclix. That, you know, you'd place around on there and you could pick them up and toss them at people and stuff. However, these represent victims. I happen to have a team of cheerleaders, and Steve had cops and miscellaneous other people. My mission was that for every cheerleader I saved, I got an extra 25 points. And Steve's was, you know, for every person, if everyone dies, he gets 25 points per person or something like that. So I had to go around and save cheerleaders, and they're all hidden, and they're all mixed up, so you don't know what token is who. until you land on it. So I landed on, you know, one and was trying to save them. And when you flip over a token, you move it. Whoever flips it over is the person who activates it, and you move it however many spaces it says on the token. But there's a twist, because your opponent in their crypt can have cards that can affect that. They might allow them to move the token, they might force it to stay still. The cards might also have effects such as if you're trying to kill the token, the victim, it might allow them to try to save it on a roll, or it might, you know, give them some other sort of benefit regarding the victim. The entire game does not revolve just around victims. There's monster-to-monster combat, and it's really cool. The werewolves, for example, they start off with very basic forms, but they can morph, more or less. They can transform into bigger and badder werewolves. And when they do transform, these werewolves can do a ton of damage, but in their basic forms, they're kind of frail. Now, my vampire, I had one vampire and one priest, as I mentioned. The vampire is cool because she starts off at one click below full, which means she's not at full strength yet. But when she attacks something and successfully wounds them, she becomes bloodied, and this allows her to click up to her highest level, and she's fully maxed out. So it's basically, she goes in damage, you know, she's feeding, she's like, blood, yeah. That's nice stuff. Love the old negative. And she gets all pumped up and everything. So she's just ready to go. The game's very, very easy to get into. It's a lot of fun. Our demo ended where basically I saved all the cheerleaders and I wiped out Steve's forces. But he did do some damage to me. It's really, really cool. I strongly recommend that you check it out. The website is widskidsgames.com/horrorclix. We have the link in our show notes. I do want to remind you, though, that since it's a collectible game, it will eat up your wallet. I believe each booster is something like $7 or $8, and there's different factions and so forth in it. But, you know, if you buy a brick, I think it's about $80 for the brick, and you're guaranteed X number of LEs, and you can send in for, you know, another LE. I think it costs like $30-$35 in addition, and they'll just send you that uber rare LE. There's 160 or 170 or so models in the entire set. It's a great game. You can find it at all of your friendly local gaming stores. I've seen it go like crazy at both of mine, Battleground and Danger Planet. And actually, my friend Steve and I are going to be going in together to buy a brick, because neither of us have enough money to let another game sap it all from us. And actually, we're selling a bunch of our stuff online at Bartertown. I'm getting rid of all of my Starship Troopers stuff and Star Wars Minis and Horrorclix and some other things. And Steve's offloading all of his Starship Troopers and some fantasy, I believe. So remember, clicks games eat all your money, but they can be a lot of fun, especially if you get friends who come and will play it with you. This one's no exception. It's really, really cool. You can get anyone from, you know, Jason on down to your average wolf. It's cool. Check it out. As always, we promote an online entity of some sort. It has to be a blog, a podcast, or an online community that deals with wargaming in some facet. Previously, we've promoted such places as Tau Online, War Vault, Battleground Games, and Kemri.co.uk. Today, we will be promoting another War Vault member. It is Acer.org.uk, and it is a very well-run High Elves forum. It is the best High Elves forum that I know of. I would call it about a mid-sized forum, but they are completely kitted out. They're using PHP BB, which is a free and easy to use software for forums, and they have a portal, which is always great. The portal has all sorts of, you know, different info. It has such things as you can log in, and that logs you into their website. But they have articles and links and stats and all sorts of stuff. If you ever wanted to know anything about High Elves, this is the place to go. They are incredible. They're friendly. They're helpful. I've been lurking here for a while. I don't play High Elves, but I do play fantasy. And I know that at some point or other, I will come across High Elves. They may not be the most popular army right now, but they are incredibly powerful. So the people here at Acer.org.uk are wonderful. I strongly urge you to come and check them out. They are definitely up and coming, and I know a lot of people go to druchi.net for the Dark Elves. This is the High Elf version, so check them out. They're incredible. Stop by, tell them that Raven from the CWF Game Discussions podcast sent you over, and I know they'll give you a hearty and warm welcome. Today's show has been a short show, and we are at our end, but I do want to thank everyone for listening to us today. We covered a couple very important things, the new release of Horrorclix by WizKids, and also the brand new and unique Intersystem Tale of X Gamers by the CWF Game Discussions podcast and blog. If you go to our website, which is wargamingforums.com, you can find all of our show notes. You can find blog postings about everything and anything. You will also see that we have been added to a slew of podcast directories. Some of them are Podcast Pickle, Podfeed.net, The Podcast Directory, Fresh Videocast, Podnova, Digital Podcast, and the Yahoo Podcast. We are also located over at iTunes. We have links to all of these on our website. You will find them listed on the right-hand side. We want to give a very big thanks to everyone who's listened and to all of the people who have helped make this possible. You know who you are. As always, we live and die with your feedback. Without you guys telling us how we're doing, it's just myself and Ingrid talking into microphones at different ends of the world, sitting in our rooms, babbling about something. And you guys actually make it worthwhile, knowing that you're listening and that, you know, you have stuff to say and that you like or dislike what we do. Makes it worthwhile. It makes it, you know, great, enjoyable. Otherwise, we're just kind of crazy people. Yeah, it's going brr, 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 and no one wants that. So remember to give us your feedback. You can find how to contact us from our show notes. So as we exit the show, I want to remind you that the next cast will be on Sunday, September 10th, 2006. It will be a duo cast with Raven and Ingrid. I am Raven. And it is happily called around here the Raven and Ingrid Show. So be sure to listen to that. I want to remind you that on that show, we will be talking about the latest news with War Vault. It's not all happy, but I know there will be a happy conclusion to it. And we will be exiting today's show with our usual exit theme. It is Pop Science by Devin Anderson. Thank you. Have a great day. And for those of you who are still in school, I hope you had a great week back. I know that you've started within the past week or so. So despite all that homework, make sure you find some time to keep on gaming.